so, wir sind hier direkt auf dem Kreta-Gelände und gerade vor etwa 20 Minuten kam die Fahrradtour hier auf dem Kreta-Gelände an, um sich hier noch zu verköstigen im Strandcafé. Und wir berichteten ja heute Morgen schon über die Fahrradtour, die Critical Mass, die hier durch Freiburg ging. Das im Zuge der Wirtschaft macht Klimakarawane, die sich gestern auf den Weg gemacht hat von Genf, dem WTO-Gipfel, zum Klimagipfel in Kopenhagen. Und wir haben jetzt das Vergnügen, mit Badrul zu sprechen. Badrul kommt aus Bangladesch und ist hier mit seiner Bangladesch Krishok Federation, das ist eine Farmervereinigung, und wird uns jetzt ein paar Fragen beantworten. Hallo, Badrul.
Hallo, Badrul.
Yeah, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You told me before it isn't the first visit to Europe for you?
Not really. I visited several times, but this is the first time to attend a caravan in Europe.
Ich werde aber jetzt auf Deutsch die Fragen stellen und wir haben hier auch eine nette Übersetzerin, und zwar
Eliane.
Hallo Eliane. Die Bangladesh Krishok Federation, was macht sie im Allgemeinen?
So, the Bangladesh Krishok Organization, what is she doing in general?
It's a grassroots-based peasant organization. There are 1.6 million members in the organization. And we are very much actively involved in land occupation movement in our country. You know, 70% people are landless. They don't have food, they don't have any land to cultivate, and they are marginalized in society. So they need land. That's why we are mobilizing those landless people to establish their right to land. And so far we have been able to occupy more than 76,000 acres of land, and we have distributed this land among more than 100,000 men and women. And most of them are living in the coastal belt, and the land which we occupied emerged from the river bed, and now it is rubble, and the landless people are cultivating this land, and they are sustaining their in somehow. But when we started this land occupation movement, we had to face a lot of problems from the local petty landlords, also local officials, corrupt officials. And now landless people are staying there in peace, but sometimes they had to face problems from the big landowners. What is going to add to our movements at this moment, that is climate change, because people living in the southern area are facing natural calamities. And this is not actually natural calamities. There are some people in the world who are responsible for this, and we have a clear cut conception that the countries who are developed, rich, and who are emitting huge amount of greenhouse gas are held responsible for this climate change. But we are going to pay for this. Our people are suffering for climate change, but they are not liable for this. And now there is a big problem that the landless people, peasant agricultural workers living in the southern part, are migrating to the city towns in the northern part, because they became forced climate migrants. They can understand it would be difficult for them to stay in the rural area in the southern part. And that is because of climate change, because people are facing cyclone, storms, flood, and now this it's happening suddenly. People cannot predict when the flood will start or cyclone will start. But in the past, it was predictable. Our farmers could understand when the flood will come and how long the water will stay. But now it has become difficult. It is its man-made.
Genau, das ist ja der Grund, warum ihr jetzt auch in Europa seid.
That's the reason why you're here in Europe.
Und was
of course,
sind?
Of course, I am here for this, and I am here to raise my voice against the world decision makers, because I know in Copenhagen the world decision makers are coming to hold conference on climate change, but what they are thinking of the world, what they want to do with our planet. I want to give this message clearly that people are the owner of this planet, not the few decision makers who are benefiting from the world. And they need to hear our voice, because we are the sufferer due to climate change. And we need to get our voice heard. But it is unfortunate that they are not hearing us. They are not listening to us. They are doing what they want, and they are doing everything for their corporate interest. That's why we are here to make our protest against these people who are decision makers, who are controlling the world.
Hattet ihr in Genf jetzt schon die Möglichkeit, eure Stimme zu erheben?
Did you already have the possibility in Geneva to raise your voice?
Yeah, of course. Of course. We made a big protest before the convention center of WTO, where the seventh ministerials conference were held. And we tried to raise our position that our agriculture is not the part of the trade of multinational corporations, and food is our basic rights, and we get our food from the agriculture. So it's necessary to save our agriculture. That's why we clearly said that WTO out of agriculture, and we defend our food sovereignty. We don't want to be dependent to other countries for so-called food security. We need to have our food sovereignty so that people can decide, can define their own economy, own agriculture. People, farmers can decide which crops he or she wants to grow in his field. We cannot be dependent to the multinational corporations for all agricultural instruments. We want our freedom in our sector.
Okay. Jetzt seid ihr ja auf dem Weg nach Kopenhagen mit der Karawane.
Now you're on the way to Copenhagen with the caravan.
Und was sind jetzt eure Vorstellungen? Was wollt ihr in den Städten bis Kopenhagen alles machen und
and
erreichen?
What are the plans in the other cities you're going to Copenhagen, like you go to Frankfurt and other cities? What are your plans to do in these cities?
In every city, we will raise our voice. We'll tell our position. We will speak about what we are thinking of the world. Clearly, we are in favor of a planet where there is no carbon emission, and the planet which is livable. We cannot destroy our planet, the only planet which is livable. So we cannot leave all our decision to the few people. This is the people in the world who have the right to define their life, to define their livelihood. So that's the big message to every stops in the caravan. And we will also defend our main principle of food sovereignty.
Und das wird auch nach Kopenhagen getragen.
And this also goes to Copenhagen, this message.
Of course,
think.
Of course. We clearly say that we, the farmers, are not responsible for climate change, for global warming. Rather, we are cooling our planet. But you the industrialist countries who have big farm, not really agriculture, and big industries are destroying our planet, our environment, our climate. And you have to stop. You have to stop greenhouse gas emission. That's our main demand.
Okay, I think I want to thank you, Badrul from Bangladesh. And ich hoffe, ihr habt noch eine schöne Weiterfahrt jetzt vor allem nach Frankfurt heute.
I hope you have a good further journey to Frankfurt.
Thank you so much.
And then further to Copenhagen until the 9th of December, I think.
I think so.
Then you will arrive at Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, das war Badrul von Bangladesch. Und wer sich weiter informieren möchte, kann das machen im Internet unter der Seite www.climatecaravan.org.